As we begin 2009, I'm asking you to re-examine each of these aspects in your life very carefully. Realize that every person that you hang out with, every thought you think, everything you see, everything you hear, every feeling that you feel, and every belief and value that you hold on to shapes you, forms you, and makes you who you are, even as adults, folks. Even as adults. And I want you to hear me this morning. God holds you in the palm of His hand, and He does it very carefully. God loves you and wants the best for you. And you know what? In turn, we need to have equal respect for the life that we have been given. Amen? We need to have equal respect for the life that others have been given. Amen? We need to hold on and hold our own lives very carefully. Because you know what? The soul that you have, the life that you have, is the only one you're going to have for eternity. And God loves you enough to let you mess it up all you want. Do you hear what I'm saying? God doesn't want that for your life. But God loves you and respects you so much that if you want to take the one life and the one soul that you've been given and mess it up, you have the power to do so. What I say today is, let's turn that around. Let's take the one soul and the one life that each of us have been given, and let's glorify God. Let's do that by saying yes to God. Let's do that by doing mighty and wonderful works with God's power and God's grace in the lives that we affect. Amen? You hear what I'm saying this morning? Let us take the one life, let us take the one soul that we have been given, and let us not only change ourselves, but let us do it in such a way that we change others that are around us. That others, even without us trying, will say, "Man, what do they have that I don't have, Ted?" Right? What is it that they have that they are so positive and happy and can make a cloud out of silver lining out of aluminum foil? Right? What is it that they have that I don't have? What is that? What is it? We all know what it is, don't we? No, it doesn't mean we're going to be happy and absolutely bouncing off the walls with joy 100% of the time. We all know we have pain. But the thing is, to the things that matter, right? That eternal life through Jesus Christ, we know these things. We have faith in these things, don't we? Don't we? Don't we, guys? This year, in 2009, let's live like that. Amen? I want you to see that God does more than simply reshape us. God makes us entirely new from the inside out, and I don't want you to misunderstand that. God will give us all we need, but we have responsibility in that as well, don't we? God will guide us and direct us. God will hold us up. But God, well, there's some things that we have to make decisions to do and not do, isn't there? Yeah. But God walks with us in those decisions. God just doesn't leave us where we are. God walks with us. God puts His arm around us. And I know nowadays that the sand thing that you see all over the place, I mean, everybody's probably read it 300 times, but it's so true. You know, it's at those points when we think we're all alone. It's at those points when we turn around and we understand that God was carrying us. Remember that saying? Footprints in the sand. There it came to me. Yeah. God cries with us. God walks with us. God rejoices with us. God strengthens us. You see, God sends Simeons and Annas. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? God sends Simeons and Annas into our life. Doesn't He? You know, one thing I thought about doing, Bruce Almighty. You seen the movie Bruce Almighty? All right. You know, Bruce is going, "Dear God, I want a sign." It's right before he dismisses God totally, right? "Dear God, I want a sign." And he's driving down the road and it says, "Do not enter. Do not enter," right? Right? And he's so in his own world, he doesn't realize that God is sending a sign, right? He goes on, and what happens? Who gets in front of him? A truck full of signs saying one way, "Do not enter, stop here," right? And instead of looking at that and saying, thinking, "Well, maybe that is my sign," right? He passes it, and we all know what happens at that point, right?